On September 17, 2013, the White House announced that President Obama had waived portions of a federal law aimed at preventing the sales of arms to terrorist groups. He did this so that the Syrian rebels could legally be supplied weaponry and ammunition. This waiver could prove problematic, according to the Washington Examiner, since a significant portion of the Syrian opposition has been connected to radical Islamic terrorist groups, including Al-Qaeda and ISIS, the Islamic State of Iraq, and Al-Sham. For several years, American intelligence agents operating from a number of safe houses in Syria aided in the sale of arms to the Syrian rebels, even to the extent of deciding which terrorist gang or commander should receive the weapons as they arrived. The New York Times in March 2013 reported the scale of arms shipments was very large, and that the Turkish government exercised oversight over much of the operation. A conservative estimate of the payload of these flights would be 3,500 tons of military equipment, stated Hugh Griffiths, an illicit arms transfers monitor for the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. The intensity and frequency of these flights are suggestive of a well-planned and coordinated clandestine military logistics operation. In early 2015, the Citizens Commission on Benghazi, CCB, a group of private citizens that included former military commanders and special forces operatives, former CIA and intelligence officers, international terrorism experts, and persons knowledgeable in media and government affairs, confirmed that U.S. officials were providing weaponry to America's enemies. The CCB interim report, entitled Changing Sides in the War on Terror, concluded that the Obama White House and the State Department, under the management of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, changed sides in the war on terror in 2011 with a policy of sending weapons to the Al-Qaeda-dominated rebel militias in Libya, attempting to oust Muammar Gaddafi from power. The rebels made no secret of their Al-Qaeda affiliation, said report author John Rosenthal, and yet, the White House and senior congressional members deliberately and knowingly pursued a policy that provided material support to terrorist organizations in order to topple a ruler who had been working closely with the West actively to suppress Al-Qaeda. Some claim Gaddafi was overthrown with U.S. assistance because he was about to create an African dinar backed by gold that would have undercut the U.S. dollar. Stevens was facilitating the delivery of weapons to the Al-Qaeda-related militia in Libya, confirmed Claire Lopez, a former CIA operations officer and member of the commission who is currently vice president for research at the Washington-based Center for Security Policy. Kevin Shipp, a former CIA counterintelligence expert, and Lopez both agreed that the gun-running operation bordered on treasonous activity and is a secret the Obama White House and Clinton State Department sought to suppress from the public. In the Blue Lantern program, the DDTC monitors end-use recipients of weapons and services licensed by the State Department and provided by DCS. This program is intended to ensure that arms do not fall into the wrong hands. But some defense industry sources now claim that DCS is playing both sides against the middle for corporate or political gain.